track three. And the first lead story is Hospital Fight Will Go On. It may not be the end of the fight to save Tynmouth Hospital, campaigners have said. While Devon County councillors voted against a final referral of the decision to close the hospital, the first NHS hospital to be built in the country, the battle to save it could go on. Members of the authority's Health and Adult Care Scrutiny Committee voted last week not to go back to the Secretary of State for Health over the planned closure of the hospital. The committee had been looking into the issue for more than 6 months while the NHS was granted planning permission by Teignbridge Council for a multi-million pound health and wellbeing hub to include a new home for GPs in the town on a site in Brunswick Street. After years of campaigning to keep the historic hospital site open, this final opportunity had a near impossible chance of success, as no previous referral of this kind had ever been approved. With the committee's vote, that avenue through the County Council is now dead in the water. The reaction from dedicated supporters has been anger and sadness. They had turned out in force again at County Hall to continue to show the strength of feeling for the hospital. But this may not be the end, as the supporters look at other ways of preventing closure. According to Tynmouth County Councillor David Cox, there is a chance of putting a notice of motion to Teignbridge Council asking members to support the authority's own referral process to ask the Secretary of State to look at the decision again. Councillor Cox said, "Obviously, we were all disappointed and it was sad news, but I believe the committee was swayed not by the arguments put forward against closure, but by GPs needing new premises, which is undeniable." Graham Bond, trustee of the League of Friends of Tynmouth Hospital, said they were extremely disappointed. "We will continue to fight for Tynmouth Hospital to be retained." Speaking at County Hall last week, Susan Cann, a former nurse at Tynmouth Hospital, said, "I started in 1954 as a young cadet and was there for 36 years. Every day I worked there, it was lovely. I think the idea of closing it is absolutely terrible." Longtime supporter, Councillor Chris Clarence, independent member and chairman of Teignbridge District Council, spoke at the meeting as a member of the public. He said, "We all know the troubles the main district hospitals are up against. We need more cottage hospital beds to help alleviate these problems." Campaigner Viv Wilson said the hospital was an essential part of the community. She argued NHS plans for a new health and wellbeing centre in the town would not meet demand. "The decision to close Tynmouth Hospital is wrong. The hospital is an essential part of the health and wellbeing of that particular part of Devon. Their proposal to spend £23 million on a health hub, which is not a hospital, just really won't fit the bill."
Arrest made following spate of school burglaries. Police investigating a spate of burglaries at schools in Tynmouth and Dawlish have made an arrest. Officers have now confirmed there have been 7 incidences of burglaries reported between October and January. The latest involved Gatehouse Academy Primary in Dawlish and Tynmouth Primary Schools, which happened over the weekend. All the break-ins happened when the schools were unoccupied. Forced entry to the buildings caused damage both inside and out. In the case of Gatehouse School's latest incident, the damage forced staff to close on Monday. In some cases, a quantity of cash was taken. At the first Gatehouse School break-in over the Christmas holidays, 15 Kindle devices were stolen. At the time, a school spokesman said, "The theft impinges on the provision that we can offer our pupils and is very upsetting. The Kindles had all been wiped of information before storage and they are security marked. Oakwood College Special School has been broken into 3 times since October." Police say incidents were reported at Tynmouth Primary on the 28th of January, Starcross Primary on January the 13th, Gatehouse Primary on January the 1st and 28th, and Oakwood College Special School in October, December and January. A 28-year-old man from Dawlish has been arrested on suspicion of burglary and remains in police custody at this time.
Bank hubs need to open quicker, says MP. Opening new banking hubs needs to be speeded up, according to MP Anne-Marie Morris. As Tynmouth's last bank is poised to close in April, and Dawlish has been without a single bank branch for several years, there have been promises to open new facilities. So far, while two sites are under consideration in Dawlish, nowhere in Tynmouth has been found to be suitable. Ms. Morris, who has been a vocal campaigner for access to banks, has criticised delays in establishing the hubs, which provide in-person access to high street banking. In September, after lobbying by Ms. Morris, Dawlish Chamber of Trade and the Town Council, finance chiefs visited Dawlish to see for themselves how the town lacks banking facilities. Now it has been confirmed that several options are being pursued by Cash Access, the organisation which is behind the new hubs. By progressing a range of options, Cash Access says it is hoping to have the best chance of getting a hub for the community within the 12-month timeframe. In Tynmouth, there are no properties which meet Cash Access requirements, which include the necessary square footage and accessibility. However, Ms. Morris has some concerns over these criteria, which she believes are too stringent and without enough flexibility to allow for the local character of properties when looking for a permanent location, such as Tynmouth, which is a conservation area. There are two options: to provide a temporary hub, which would mean meeting the 12-month timeframe to deliver the service, or to consider reducing the footprint, which could mean only one counter position instead of two. Although the smaller site has never been achieved, Cash Access has said as there are limited options available, it could look into this. But Ms. Morris says this is unacceptable. She says a new set of criteria should be agreed for the development of banking hubs. She explained there are lots and lots of barriers. You need to fight for a hub, and even if it's approved, it's down to Cash Access to find a property. But constraints to size and location mean it can be very difficult to find the right place. The hubs provide shared space used by 10 major banks and building societies, similar to a traditional branch. They provide counter service operated by post office employees for cash deposits and withdrawals, bill payments and regular transactions. Private areas are also available for customers to speak to bank staff, with companies using the facilities on a rotating basis.